From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A bill to replace Georgia's 27,000 voting machines is moving through the legislature. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the legislation not only recommends new machines, it also makes sweeping revisions to the state election code.
After 3 days and closer to 10 hours of testimony, the House Governmental Affairs Committee passed the bill 13-6, but not without a few changes. Democratic House Minority Leader Bob Trammell says he added an amendment in subcommittee that would approve voter registrations that don't exactly match state or federal databases as long as a voter brings proper ID to the polls.
The first amendment that went through addressed the issue of exact match, and the amendment that we offered was modified and amended in committee.
The bill can now move to the House floor. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
A Republican lawmaker says he will introduce a resolution today calling on State House Speaker David Ralston to resign his position. This comes after reports that Ralston, who works as a lawyer, frequently delayed criminal cases by saying that dates conflicted with his legislative schedule. According to the AJC, Representative David Clark of Buford is behind the resolution. He says Ralston is abusing his power and hurting people who need to have their legal situations resolved. Ralston, who has served as House Speaker since 2010, claims no wrongdoing and says he believes most of the House still supports him. Today, the Atlanta History Center opens Cyclorama, The Big Picture. It's a massive circular painting depicting the Civil War's Battle of Atlanta. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
Standing on a viewing platform at the Atlanta History Center is Sheffield Hale, the center's president. It's like he's in the middle of the Civil War's Battle of Atlanta fought in 1864.
You are now looking toward downtown. In front of you is the Inman Park MARTA station. Rest of Inman Park over there to your right is the Carter
Center. The Cyclorama painting is longer than a football field, more than four stories tall, and weighs 10,000 pounds. And when you see it, it's like you're gazing out from the horizon to the scene below.
This is a for-profit IMAX of its day.
Created in Milwaukee, the painting moved to Atlanta in 1892. Though for nearly 100 years, the entire painting wasn't on display.
But they built the building too small, so they had to cut that piece out.
But in 2014, the city of Atlanta made an agreement with the center to restore the painting. Hale says the Cyclorama will help visitors interpret the city's history and growth since the Civil War.
We're going to project the current skyline of Atlanta onto the painting, and you'll understand that you live and work and travel through a battlefield every day.
And the price tag for the complete restoration? $36 million. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.